So remember, we mentioned a few Mishnayos ago that by Maaser Sheni there's a din of beer. And I told you then, Be'ez Hashem Yisbarach, when we get to Mishnah Vav, we'll talk about it. So you have 6 years between one Shemitah and another Shemitah. During those 6 years, there are two cycles of Trumasi Maasers. Remember? Year one and two, Maaser Rishon, Maaser Sheni. Year three, Maaser Rishon, Maaser Ani. Then the cycle repeats itself. Year 4 and 5, Maaser Rishon, Maaser Sheni. Year 6, Maaser Rishon, Maaser Ani. 7th year, Shemitah. Every 7 Shemitahs is Yovel. At the end of each cycle, meaning the end of the 3rd year and at the end of the 6th year, that's called Zman Habir. During the time of Bir, a person is mechuyev to take out of his Rishus all the Maasers that were left from the past 3 years. Parshas Ki Savoy, Kapitel Chav Vav, Dvarim Chav Vav, Pasuk Yud Beis and Yud Gimel. Ki Sechala Laser Eskal Maser Tvuascha Bashana Hashlishes. When you finished taking off, separating every one of your Maasers in the 3rd year, because that's the end of the cycle. You had Maaser Rishon, Maaser Sheni the 1st 2 years, Maaser Rishon, Maaser Ani the 3rd year. Shnas HaMaaser, the year that only one of the two previous Maasers are given, meaning to say there's no Maaser Sheni, it's replaced by Maaser Ani. It's interesting, the Netziv says the 3rd year is called Shnas HaMaaser, because that's like the most important Maaser. The Maaser you give away to the poor, that is a special Chashivas by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Either way, at the end of the 3rd year, and as explained also at the end of the 6th year, so you have to give out all the Maasers. You can't, even if you separated them, you can't keep them in your house. Benasata la Levi, you have to give the Maaser Rishon to the Levi, la Ger li Yosem la Almana, the Maaser Ani to the Ger Yosem and Almana, v'achlu v'sherecha v'saveyu. They shall eat in your cities and be satisfied, and this teaches us you have to give them enough. We learned earlier, Masechtas Peah, there's a minimum shear. Give the Ani at least, he should be able to have something chashiv. Then the Pasuk says in Pasuk Yud Gimel, you shall say before Hashem Alekecha, Bi'arti HaKodesh Min Habayis, I have removed the Kodesh from the house, V'gam Nesatev L'Levi, L'Yosem L'Almona, K'chol Mitzvoscha, Asher Tzevisani, L'Yavarti Mimitzvosecha, V'Loi Shechachti. V'yamarti L'Fnei Hashem Alekecha, this is called Vidui Maestris, it's called Vidui. I say, Bi'arti HaKodesh Min Habayis, I took care of my Maestro Sheni and my Netter Revai. If I didn't bring it up to Yerushalayim until now, I have to do it now. V'gam Nesatev L'Levi, that's Maaser Rishon. It also includes Truma and Bikurim, they go to the Kayan. L'Ger L'Yosem L'Yamana, that's Maaser Ani. K'chal Mitzvascha means I gave them according to the order. I didn't give Truma before Bikurim. I didn't give Maaser before Truma, and not Maaser Sheni before Maaser Rishon. L'Yavarti M'Mitzvosecha means I gave it in the proper way, not from one mean on the other mean. Not from the New Year's Tvua on the Old Year's Tvua. L'shechachti means I didn't forget to make a bracha before separating Maaseres. So our Mishnah is going to explain now more how this works. Zakta Mishnah once again, Masechtas Maaser Sheni, Perikei Mishnah Vav, Erev Yom Tov Rishon Shel Pesach. Erev Pesach, Erev the first days of Pesach, Shel Revius of the 4th year. So the 3 years are behind us, and now we're into Pesach of the 4th year. For that matter, Vishel Shvius, Erev Pesach of the 7th year, so the next cycle of 4, 5, and 6, years 4, 5, and 6 are behind us. Hoya Bir, that was the time to fulfill the mitzvah of Bir Maisres. The Batanura explains to us how we learn out that it means Erev Pesach. Now, really, midin Torah, a person can fulfill the mitzvah of Bir during any one of the days of Pesach. He wouldn't be over if he didn't do it until the last day of Pesach comes and his maasers are still at home. But our Mishnah is telling us that the Chachamim said, let's do it Erev Pesach. If not, you're going to have problems. For example, in regard to Maaser Sheni, if you didn't bring it up to Yerushalayim yet, you have to burn it. And Chazal didn't want we should burn it on Chol HaMoed. You're not supposed to plan work on Chol HaMoed. Anything you can do before Yom Tov has to be done before Yom Tov. Chazal didn't want, anything I have to do, I'll do it Chol HaMoed. We don't want Chol HaMoed to be a work day. Chol HaMoed, you're supposed to have Simchas Yom Tov, learn, daven, make people happy. So Zakta Mishnah Vaiter Ketzad Haya Beer, how was the beer performed? Zakta Mishnah Naisnin Truma Itrumas Maisalabal. First, let me go into my storage place over here and say, oh, that was supposed to be Truma. Let me give that to the Kayan. Trumas Maisa, the Levi separated. Labalim, that also goes to the Kayan. Trumas Maisa is when the Levi gets Maisa, he has to take off Truma and give it to the Kayan. So that Levi that was Makabal the Maisa Rishon, he has a Chiyuv of beer to make sure the Trumas Maisa goes to the Kayan. So when you give the Truma and the Trumas Maisa to the Kayan, the Yisrael and the Levi fulfill the mitzvah of beer Maisers. What about the Kayan who gets the Truma? Does he have to eat it up? No, he can hold it as long as he wants. Vaitu Maisarisha Labalov. Your Maisarisha and take it out of your shed and give it to the Levi. Well, Maisarani Labalov. And the Maisarani give it to the Ani. Interesting halacha. What if there is no Ani over here? He can fulfill the Chayvis beer by giving it over to the Gaboy Tzedakah or to a Bezdin. They're considered the monitors, the apitropsin, for the poor people. Umaisarsheni Vabikurim Mizbairim. And this is B'chol Mokim, wherever they are. The Maaser Sheni and the Bikurim were going to say, uh-oh, you missed the boat. You didn't bring it to Yerushalayim. The Bikurim also have to be brought to Yerushalayim and given to the Kayan. Maaser Sheni, you're supposed to bring to Yerushalayim and eat it or redeem it. And by pairs in Yerushalayim, now it's too late. Now you have to throw it into the water or burn them when the time of beer comes. You're also allowed to bury it. So what does the Mishnah mean? Maaser Sheni Vabikurim is Bairim B'chol Mokim. What does B'chol Mokim mean? Well, if the pears are found outside of Yerushalayim, just destroy it where you are. If the pears are in Yerushalayim, so eat them. You can continue eating them until the last day of Pesach. Some say if the pears were in Yerushalayim before the time of beer, there's also no deadline. Reb Shimon argues. Reb Shimon says, Habikurim nitanu l'kehanim ketruma. Don't put Bikurim on this list. Maaser Sheni Taka, if you miss the boat and it's already Erev Pesach, you have to destroy it. But not Bikurim. Bikurim, you give it to the Kayan. Just like Truma you give to the Kayan. Reb Shimon says the Torah refers to Bikurim as Truma. The Truma is Yavcha. Elu HaBikurim Chazal Darshan. Vayter Zakta Mishnah. Here we have a Machloikis HaTavshal. What if we have a Tavshal? I have cooked food, and inside this cooked food there's Maaser Sheni. But I don't have enough time to take it to Yerushalayim and eat it there. The time of beer is coming up. So Beis Shammai Yomrim, the Beis Shammai say, Tzorach Levayer. You have to be mevayer during the time of beer. You have Maaser Sheni here. You have to destroy it. But the Basil disagree. The Basil say, look, the Maaser Sheni is mixed into this cooked dish. You don't see it. So because you don't see it or you can't identify it, this is the Maaser Sheni pot, so hooray, can mevayer. It's as if it was already done. And it's not necessary to destroy this tavshal when the time of beer comes. So the Mefarshim bring from the Yerushalmi over here, interesting thing. If pshat is the Maaser Sheni was wine or some type of a spicy, a mamish, don't see it. There's no way you can look into this cooked dish and say, ah, there's the wine I poured in, or there's the spice I put in. That's for sure kimavuyer. Furthermore, if let's say you put in bread or oil of Maaser Sheni, you can point to it, it requires beer. Because you can recognize it here in the mixture. The pasta stays whole, oil floats on top. The machloikis is only if there are peiros of Maaser Sheni that are in this tavshal that also has chulin. The Meshameh say, you can tell. You can tell where the peiros are. The Basil say, being that the peiros kind of get soft and mixed up, and you can't point to the peiros over here and say, which is the Maaser Sheni, which is the chulin, even though you could recognize a whole peiros or pieces of peiros, it's still called kimavuyer. And you don't have to destroy the tavshal when the time of beer comes. Okay, so chazing over our Mishnah. We learned that Erev Yom Tov Arishon of Pesach during year number 4, after the first 3 years, and Erev Pesach of year number 7, which is after years 4, 5, and 6, there is a mitzvah of beer. How do we know it's Erev Pesach? So it says, by Maisris, Mikzei Sholishonim, Toitzias Kolmasit Fiyascho Bashona Ahi, Vihinachta Bisharecha. Then there's a mitzvah of Hakel, where everyone has to gather together in the Beis Hamikdash, and the Kohen Gadol reads the Varim. There it says, Miketz, same word, Ketz, Miketz Shevashonim, at the end of the 7 years, B'moyet Shnas Hashmita B'chag HaSukkos. So just like the Ketz, that it says by Hakel is during Yom Tov, Yom Tov of Sukkos. So when it says over here, mikseh, by the mitzvah of beer, that's similar to the word miketz. So we know it's on Yom Tov. But it's not totally the same, because over there it's Sukkos, and here it's Pesach. But we don't think that it means Sukkos when it comes to beer, because the Torah says when you're finished taking off Maisras. That means after you're finished taking off Maisras of the third year. By Sukkos, you didn't finish yet taking off Maisras. So therefore, we understand that Zman HaBir is B'chag HaPesach, and as we explained, really it's until the last day of Yom Tov. But Chazal said, no, we want this done by Erev Yom Tov. Can you imagine Erev Pesach with all the things we have to do Erev Pesach in the times of the Beis HaMikdash? Burn the chametz quickly. We have to go bake matzahs according to some. Get everything ready. Prepare for the Seder. We have to do beer now. Beer chametz? No, beer pay rice. That's what's going to be, Be'ez Hashem. Okay, so Erev Yom Tov of Pesach, year number 4 and year number 7, is the time to fulfill beer. How does beer work? That truma that you separated to give to the Kayan, well, give it to the Kayan. The Levi that separated Trumas Meiser from his Meiser to give to the Kayan, give it to the Kayan. Meiser Rishon that's supposed to go to the Levi, give it to the Levi. Meiser Oni that's supposed to go to the Aniyim, give it to the Aniyim. Meiser Sheni and Bikurim that were supposed to go up to Yerushalayim. Meiser Sheni was supposed to eat in Yerushalayim. Bikurim he's supposed to give to the Kayan. Now you have to destroy it. If the Paris are outside of Yerushalayim, you don't have to bring them to Yerushalayim. You destroy it where you are. If the Paris are in Yerushalayim, then you can eat it until the last day of Pesach. Then it has to be destroyed. We said there are some shitas by Meiser Sheni that if it was brought to Yerushalayim before the Zman Bir, there's no deadline. And again, we said the kohen that gets the truma has no deadline. We said Rav Shimon disagrees when it comes to Bikurim. He says Bikurim has the same din of truma. You just give it to the kohen. You do not destroy it. It's brought to the Beis HaMikdash and it's given to the kohen. Then we had a case of a tafshel of a cooked dish that has chulin with Meiser Sheni mixed into it. The Beis Shammai say you have to be mevayirit, you have to destroy it. The Basil say if you can't point out the Meiser Sheni in the dish, that's considered as if it's non-existent anymore, as if it's destroyed. Maybe interesting to note that according to the Batanura, when we have here this machloikis about what happens if there's a little bit in the tafshel, they'll have to do beer, it's not only in regard to Meiser Sheni, it's also in regard to Shemitah. If I have a little bit of Shemitah peiros in the tafshel, and it would be the same machloikis between the Beis Shammai and the Beis Hillel.